All right, so at the end of the podcast, you want to stick around past the jingle because we have a little bonus interview with a guy who is amazing. One of my favorite guests. We only had a couple minutes with him. I think we had like 10 minutes with him total, but we are already working on trying to get him back on the show to do a long form thing for the podcast and also on the radio. So pretty cool. Jason Hawes, he's one of the OG ghost hunters, and he is the host of Ghost Nation on Travel Channel. So at the end of the podcast, when you hear the jingle, don't turn it off because his interview is awesome.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Ooh,
Big D and Bubba, podcast. The podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Caution. Terrain. Caution. Terrain.
Pull
terrain.
Up.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Pull up. Pull up. The world is in the middle of that pull up moment. Hi there. We're Big D and Bubba. And thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi there.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. You got me with that. You got me with that. Dang it.
A little behind the scenes inside Joker-Rooney.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Hi there.
That was great.
Thanks, man.
I don't even know if Carson, do you know that one?
Think so.
Oh.
Nah,
that's one we have to talk about off the podcast.
It's
because that one will get us in trouble.
Yeah, it's us making fun of some other radio
it's
people.
It's very inside baseball.
Yeah, very inside baseball. And they're just, hi there. Anyway, it's just so. Anyway.
Hey.
So, hey, Carson. We got to get out of here somewhat sooner than later. She's got to go. She's doing an estate sale. Some house, right? It's an estate.
Yeah, it's a house that they say there's 90 years worth of history in the stuff they're selling.
That means 90 years worth of crap.
Which is fine because I'm here to buy your crap. So we'll see how well I do. They list a lot of pictures online. And there's a really nice old radio, and they've got some neat old T-shirts,
ooh,
and that's what I'm there
for.
Are
you going to text me with the radio? Like, I'd like to see.
If you'd like a picture of it, I already have it, because
really?
I have screen capped it and sent it to other people and said, do you need me to buy this
now,
for you?
Why would you not look at us and say that we would be interested?
Yeah, how come?
I mean, we have a 1946 radio sitting out in the green room. Oh, it's very similar to that 46. That's beautiful.
So it's nice. And I'm going to look at the hardware in the back and see. It's also really, I'm sure it's super heavy. And most of the time they won't help you with your stuff to the car. So if I can't lift it, it's not coming.
But how long would you have to buy it?
Just that day.
Like,
right?
In other words, like, so you have to leave with it when you leave today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They
see,
also,
I will be unavailable for that.
They might be asking an unreasonable price for it.
I doubt it.
Oh, I don't.
Really?
Oh, a lot of these estate sale people, they'll be like, well, that dish, I paid $75 for it. I'm like, right, but you're trying to get rid of it, so I'm not going to give you $75 for something that you bought at that price. That's not how this works.
60 years ago.
Right.
It's not new anymore. Get that.
Not how it works.
I can also imagine a house that has 90 years worth of stuff in it. I can smell that house right now.
Yes.
Do the older estate sales like that smell the same?
They do. And honestly, I like the smell of the older ones better than the newer ones. Because the newer ones are just, they're usually a little bit funkier because people don't seem to care as much. Like the old houses with the old stuff, people are more careful around antiques. They might have gotten out the lemon pledge, so it smells a little bit better in there.
Yeah.
But some of those just stuff that they're clearing out from, honestly, the last two decades, they didn't care.
It's interesting because you have different kinds of people that do it. Now, you're talking estate sales, so more or less really nice homes, right?
No, like, they call anything like when they're clearing out the entire house is called an estate sale.
Oh, see, I always thought it was like just to get rid of
you thought it was fancy. It ain't fancy.
Because I was going to say, like with the fire department, you have two different kinds of old people. You have the ones who are the hoarders and they have everything stacked up to the ceiling. And then you have the other ones that are, you'd think they, came from British royalty because everything is so perfect and immaculate and there's doilies on everything and it's just beautiful.
Right. but no.
But that's both not those, what you're dealing with.
But both of those count as estate sales.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I did not know. I thought it was separate.
Yeah, there's one that I want to go to this weekend. This guy was obviously a NASCAR fan as well as a smoker. So he has a ton of Winston stuff. He's got a lot of Camel things. And I want to go try to pick all of those. Because people will pay money for that stuff.
Really?
Like old cigarette t-shirts. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's vintage. I mean, I don't totally.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret right now. I didn't want to tell you this because this is one of my marks tomorrow morning that the estate sale starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And I am getting out of my house at 7:15 so I can be the first one in line. Because there is a VCR-DVD combo listed for $30. And I have to make sure I get that because I can probably sell it for about $150.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How? Why?
People want VCRs. People want those combos.
I have VCRs in my storage unit.
Where's the storage unit you speak?
It's No.
Yes.
Is that actually worth stuff now?
I'm not lying that I'm getting up at 7:15 in the morning.
I think I even have a VCR-DVD combo in there, too.
And also the TV VCR combos, the all-in-ones, gamers want those.
Those are worth something?
Yes. So
those were garbage.
Over Memorial Day, my brother and I were visiting our parents, and there was an estate sale going on. We're like, let's go. And he found one of those combos at this place. And it was this super fancy house. They had, like, plasma TVs. They're trying to sell you sets for, like, $800. It's art and crystal. And we go down in the basement, and there's this just dusty $5 combo set, right? He sold it for $120.
Wow.
Yep. Because gamers want it.
I'm on eBay. I just found a DVD VCR combo that is for $30.
It might be because it's a DVD recorder. It's like a burner or something.
And I'm actually looking at some of the people on our Facebook feed saying VCRs are cool. Send the VCR to me.
Yeah,
like people want the VCRs.
You can even sell them for parts, even if they don't work. You can put them up on eBay or something like that and say, hey, it doesn't work, but if you need it for parts.
Do they not make DVD VCRs anymore?
Mm-mm.
They don't?
No, you can't get them. Or if you can, I think they're expensive and hard to come by. I don't know what it is. I had no idea that this was a thing up until about 2 weeks ago.
I have one of those combos. I know for a fact DVD VCR ones, but it's one of the ones where you put your VCR tape in and it records to DVD.
Yeah, that's what he's looking at.
Oh, really?
That apparently is a thing.
Okay, because I have one of those.
I know I have one of those. So.
Because I was like, man, how cool would it be if they had a VCR
Does
one
have
that
the
recorded
remote?
DVD or...
That's another thing, you got to look for the remotes. That's a big thing.
I think I have, okay.
Yeah, and VCRs with remotes. Like, we went to some yard sale, and he paid $20 for a VCR, and he's like, yeah, I'm not thrilled about paying $20, but I know I can sell it for $40. So...
There was a website, because I had a bad habit of losing remotes or remotes just getting destroyed or whatever. So there's a site. It was like remotes.com or something like that. I don't even know if it's still around.
That's what I wondered.
But
somebody's got to sell them,
they
right?
They sell remotes for whatever your TV or VCR or whatever. So I would think he might be able to find stuff there.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing is, I don't want to do that much work for it. It's like, here, look, I have it. I'll box it up and, like, go. But... Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for my, you know, like old t-shirt kind of stuff, because that's my wheelhouse, but then I've also been tasked to look for VCRs.
You're like a picker.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Like
on
American Pickers, you have the one guy who his specialty was signs, and the other guy was like old bicycles
motorcycles.
And motorcycles.
Yeah.
You're a picker. Carson is a picker.
I'm trying, man. So
Big D,
I've got a list
of about
six. What
would your specialty be? What would you know, like the value... Of
a value? Oh man, I don't really know any of that stuff. I'd have to learn it. But what I would want to learn is like old kitchen appliances, like old. Remember the old can openers that plugged into the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those? And that you put the can up there and you hit the little. Not the little handle and it'll hold it with its little magnetic arm.
Yeah, and then whenever the can was done, opened, the can would drop below and it would hold the little thing with a magnet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like,
I haven't seen one of those in forever, and those work way better than the handheld ones.
Oh, way better.
Why do we have handheld ones now?
I don't know. I guess because we don't want space.
I was going to say we don't want stuff on our counters.
Yeah, I guess so.
I want one. I think I'm going to order one of those. I have actively been ordering a lot of stuff off of Walmart.com compared to Amazon lately. Like, I made a conscious effort to, I was trained. My brain was like, if you're going to order something online, you just go to Amazon. And Walmart started doing that super fast delivery thing, mm-hmm. and I just started buying stuff off of there. It's different. It's a little little different than, you know, going on Amazon and having a bunch of the weird stuff pop up, but it's working.
I just went and ordered, I've got two pairs of sneakers coming from them on Monday or Tuesday.
From Walmart?
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So I'm not the only one.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm just looking at... I looked at. You ever guys get the Google satellite view of your house and go and look around?
I like to see what era they took the picture in, because I would go like to the Google satellite view and I could see what cars are in the driveway.
Yeah,
and I know,
you know, oh,
because
that was,
I go through
I
cars. Yeah, I go through cars so fast. I know I could almost pinpoint it to the month without seeing the date.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I didn't know this, but right down the road is some lady, or I'm assuming a lady, who sells t-shirts out of her house, and that's her business. Like, it's a little drop on the map, like a little pin.
Like a pin?
Thing. And you click it, and it, like, she takes you to your store.
Like, what does she do? Like, the Cricut stuff? Or does she silkscreen?
It's like, no, it looks like silkscreen stuff. I don't know.
You still use your Cricut?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got people who, while we were, you know, doing nothing for a couple months, were like, hey, can you make me this? Can you make me that? So, yeah, it was something to do. So I make t-shirts and pillows with it predominantly.
You ever seen her pillows, man?
Like the ones, I saw the ones you did for Schitt's Creek, the TV mm-hmm. show. I saw like those.
Yeah, my Rose Apothecary. I've done Halloween pillows. The Halloween pillows are the ones everybody asks for, because I did a Michael Myers silhouette. And I did
really
a great pumpkin one, and then I did Christmas pillows. So yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? It's kind of mindless and stress-free. So, and you feel accomplished. I mean, I'm sure, you know, like when Dee's cooking and really put something together, like there's the feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know how it is when you have hobbies like that. You're like, look what I made. It's something tangible, mm-hmm. tactile.
I'm sorry. I'm just going through. I'm reading a bunch of the comments. It's interesting to catch up with people on there. But Big D, I'm going to show you a name here. Let me find it again. I wanted to go back to it. There he is. Chris Spiker. He says, "Stay safe, guys. I still have your autographs on my bald head from the Los Angeles County Air Show 2017."
Oh, I remember Chris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's he doing, man?
It's pretty cool to see people like pop up like
that.
Like he was like, yeah, just sign. He wanted autographs, and we're like, dude, are you kidding? He's like, yeah, just sign my head.
He's a cool dude.
And he like
character.
Does a video series cares about the community and all.
Yes.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. But some people you were like, hey, you remember? It's usually the good ones you remember and the really bad ones you remember. If you just kind of,
if you're not a remarkable person, yeah, either
kinda,
way,
you kind of forget.
Yeah,
I can't wait till we can actually get out and see people again.
Guess what I'm going to, guys? This literally just came up, which I've been like
an estate sale,
sort of distracted. Oh no, I'm going to some songwriters thing in a week and a half mm-hmm. with Victoria Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been on the podcast. Tommy Shaw from Styx.
Mm-hmm.
They're not related, though.
They are not. But also Garth Brooks.
He's going to go? He's going to be there?
It says his name right on this thing, so
okay,
I just bought two
that's
tickets.
That's really cool. Victoria Shaw is cool.
Yeah.
Tommy Shaw is way cool. He's
Tommy
a guy
Shaw.
From Damn Yankees and Styx.
Styx, yeah. He's adorable.
And then Garth, wow.
Yeah, friend of mine just sent me. She's like, hey, FYI. I was like, sorry, trying to talk over here.
We're not going to do that. It's just going to be people say apart from each other?
Yeah, there's a whole list of like rules you have to follow. I just pulled them up to see like... let me see where it went. It was something about tickets are when you come in, we're going to assign where you sit, and tables are going to be 6 feet apart. And
I can't wait until 6 feet apart is done.
Yeah. And yet like you, but of course they have a minimum. You must buy food and drinks at least $15 worth.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
You're like, okay.
You know what? How much you want me to spend? Did you say Garth Brooks was going to be there? I'll just throw cash at you.
Now, when you're there Garth sees you, does he like say hi to you like from the audience?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think I've ever been in a position where he would see me in an audience.
Okay.
I mean, I've been close at shows, but I'm also, there's that part of me that, like, if he does recognize me, he's like, oh, God, it's her again.
No. Like, no, I don't think so. No. I don't think he kisses many people on the lips.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
okay, our seating is limited and no tables can be moved or put together. They're all 6 feet apart. Only 4 people per table. Okay, but what if you sit me with 2 people I don't know?
Then you're not being 6
right?
feet
like,
apart.
That's not. So family style seating will occur for sold out shows. Well, this thing already sold out because I sent it to a friend of mine and she goes, I can't get in. They're already sold out. I'm like, oh, sorry.
So you bought 2 tickets. So no matter what, you're going to be sitting with 2 strangers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I texted my brother and I was like, hey, if you want to come in town for this, like you get first crack at tickets. He goes, yeah, I'm in because he's a Garth nut. So, but otherwise, so it'll be us and then 2 randos that I hope aren't sick. Or just really just aren't gross because I hate when you have to go to stuff and they sit you with people anyway. I've been to other things like that and you just get stuck with people and you're like, ew. Like, what if they talk or what if they stink?
Yeah. What if they sneeze on me?
Oh, there was a guy sitting behind me at a show who decided that he sang just as well as Garth Brooks and was going to sing along with everything at the top of his lungs.
Oh, that's
and,
lovely.
Yeah. Well, I was with a friend of mine, and he turns around to him. He's like, hey, who sings this song? And I'm like, oh, no, you didn't just go there. He did.
Bubba went out to get a prop.
You went out to go.
I didn't really. It isn't a prop.
Of course it is.
It is a snack time in here. I have not, since we tried doing the weight loss thing, I'm sorry, since we succeeded at the weight loss thing, I dropped a bunch of weight, and now during the COVID crud, I've been gaining it back. And I wanted to enjoy some M&Ms. That's what I went and grabbed. So continue with your story.
Yeah, we got it, man.
They're really hard to get out of the thing. Would you like an M&M?
No, I don't. Thank you. I already had some earlier.
You're not the M&M guy, though. You're the...
The Reese's Pieces are the bomb. That's my go-to road trip.
Oh, really?
Reese's Pieces. Mm-mm, and you let them sit in your mouth forever, and then you slowly just kind of crush them, and they kind of go...
What do you eat on a road trip?
Combos.
Me too!
Combos.
I don't eat them any time.
Yeah.
Other than I'm on a road trip. Like, I need to get my pizza combos.
Pizzas, yeah, that's a good one.
It doesn't even... They have the buffalo ones now, the ones that taste like buffalo chicken wings.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're so good.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm actually doing a road trip this evening, too, so I will definitely be thinking of you as I eat the combos. Cannot wait.
I love it.
Yeah, combos are good.
You know what I also keep in the car with me, like when I'm driving at night? A lemon. I'll stop and I'll get a lemon because...
Where do you stop and get a lemon?
Like you stop at a store before you leave town.
Oh.
And you just go to the produce section, you get a lemon, and you slice it up real quick. And then while you're driving, if you ever get tired, you just take a bite of the lemon, and it will wake you up. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Like if
I
you don't
have no idea.
A lemon. I don't know what it is, but you know that flavor, that shot you get, and you just do it every time you start to get tired. You
really?
Take a little shot of that lemon, and you'll be like, "Woo! I'm good to go."
No kidding.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing that little road trip hack that I learned a long time ago.
I do also love the fact that gas stations sell those little mini, they're like half-size Pringles.
Yeah.
Pringles are good.
Well, because I've stopped at gas stations where they only sell the full-size cans, and I've bought the Pringles. And the problem is when you're the driver, even if you have it in the cup holder and you're trying to stick your hand down the Pringles container.
You can't.
And then when you grab them and you make that fist and then you get stuck like you're in Where the Red Fern Grows, like the raccoon getting trapped in a log. Yeah.
Yep, exactly right.
So just, you know, and I'm like, here I am with my Pringles sleeve.
I saw a thing that says, me and my teenage years, this radio station's playing my jams. Me and my 20s, this bar is playing my jams. Me and my 30s, this grocery store is playing my jams. Yeah, that's about the way it rolls, man.
Do you ever do that? I'll go in the grocery store and they'll like, I'll hear Backstreet Boys. And I just start singing along and I'm like, girl, you're in the frozen foods.
I play drums on the
you air
on the
drum.
Cart. Yeah, I don't air drum, but I play drums on the cart. And it's cool because like if they'll be playing Phil Collins, in the air tonight sometimes will be on, man, you just go off on that cart.
Do, 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 and do.
You notice other people are doing it too.
Well, okay, yeah, that's fair.
How's the M&Ms?
Fantastic.
Good.
They're M&M awesome. Tremendous. The best M&Ms ever.
All right.
Jealous?
No, I'm not, actually. Just realized that I think we've hit the wall.
Are we?
Yeah.
Have we walled it?
Yeah, he walled it when
the M&Ms
we
came
had
in.
Yeah, we had to have the...
What?
We had a prop
I wasn't
come in.
Doing that for the prop. I swear, dude, to Jesus.
Dude, okay. All right.
No, I swear. I wasn't doing this for a prop. I literally wanted M&Ms, and I knew I wanted them right then. Normally, I'm going in and out to get coffee if I leave the podcast. I wanted it. And there's nothing wrong with having it because they're delicious.
Yeah, they are good. Who's up after our podcast here?
Hawes.
Jason Hawes, yeah, really good. He's one of the older ghost guys that I started watching. It was really when the ghost shows, I think it was, the first one was called Taps?
Yeah.
The
Atlantic, Paranormal State.
Paranormal State was it. Yeah. His old one was called Taps.
Yeah.
Jason. Yeah. And so, I kind of started watching that and getting involved in it and back in the day. And then, of course, you turn on the Travel Channel, it's all paranormal ghost stories.
Like, what happened?
They get popular. And so that's when they, you know how it is. He's one of the older guys starting this whole trend. He's been doing it for a long time. And his interview is really good. He just kind of lays it out there and like...
Well, he does it on a scientific, real type level. Yeah. He's not like going, "Ooh, look, there's a ghost over here.
Yeah.
Ooh, talk to me, ghost." Like, no, he's like, yeah, I take a different approach to it.
Yeah, he does. And in his shows, he does too. He's always been that way.
I like when they're straightforward like that. It's some of them that get like, "Oh, did you feel that?" I don't...
No.
Like when you tell me there's a cold spot and you have 16 cold spots in the span of 7 minutes, I'm out.
The worst when you're watching those ghost shows is when they have something happen and they all go, "Oh!" and they freak out and it goes to commercial.
Yeah.
And then when it comes back, they replay the last 90 seconds that they played right before the commercial again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's still nothing. Still never anything.
Like, that really bugs me. Like, why do they do that on TV? Why do they not have enough time to fill their hour or
sure
45 minutes
up.
Or whatever
they're
it is.
They're trying to hook you in. Because yeah, what do we all do? We flip around and we're like, okay, yeah, so.
Well.
Because the people who have been watching are going to stick with it, and the people who have just showed up, now we're letting them
know
where
they're
at.
But the people who just showed up were just showing up through a commercial. They're already tuned in.
They're already behind. Well, it's not that hard to catch up on ghost shows. Like, whoa, that was something scary! And yeah, so it does only take about 20 seconds of recap.
Yeah.
Oh, I've watched where they do like 60 to 90 seconds of recap.
Ugh.
It's terrible.
Well, hopefully your estate sale goes good.
Well, thanks.
Find something good.
Gonna go see. Well, now that I just spent money on Garth tickets, like, maybe I don't need to go. Maybe I should save some cash, yo.
Or maybe you need to go to more estate sales to make more
to
money.
Make that Garth cash.
And look for some VCRs. Who knew? Who knew? What about like cassette players and all? Is that worth something?
Mm-mm. Reel to reels go for a lot. But otherwise, no. And, like, people try to sell you records, like, just old records, going like, "No, but I've got some really great stuff here." So does everybody else. Everybody else has Frampton Comes Alive, man. Like, I don't need to buy your copy of it for $5.
Yeah, I hear you. All
remember
right,
that guy we used to have on that would do that? He would tell us what records were worth stuff?
Yeah,
the record guy. Dude.
Yeah, he was good.
Fascinating. Nobody knows about that anymore because nobody has records.
It's true.
I'm going to go eat M&M's.
Yeah, we know.
You guys?
Yeah, you're still.
We get you.
I'm just saying, you guys have a great weekend, and I love and I respect all of you.
Okay.
Caution, terrain. Caution, terrain.
How awkward
terrain.
Are you?
Pull up.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Not that awkward.
On the radio.
Every day.
Every day.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Jason Hawes is joining us from Ghost Nation on Travel Channel. Hey, Jason, how are you, man?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
We're wonderful, man. I got to tell you, I've been following you for a long time, since the very, like, very beginning when you were doing the plumbing and I don't know, whatever that was. What was that again?
Oh, gee. Yeah, well, I did a past show, Ghost Hunters. But, yeah, we. But actually, I've been involved in the field for 25-plus years.
How did you get into it? Because you were, like, am I not right? Is that, weren't you, you were like a plumber as well on the side you were doing the ghost stuff?
Yeah, well, I am a plumber, still am to this day. I mean, okay. It's recession free. We're never going back to the outhouse, so I'll always have a job. But yeah. But before that, I was a master tech. I worked a lot on the computer systems and vehicles and stuff. But I had my own personal experience back when I was about 19, 20, which kind of thrusted me into this field and just made me want to understand how these things are possible from a hands-on perspective instead of being out there and. I mean, because there's so many places you go, you read up on stuff, and everybody's calling dust and bugs ghosts and all these other things. So
yeah, like a lot of times I'll take a picture and I'll post it online, and it'll be a night picture, and somebody's like, look, an orb. I'm like, that's dust.
Yeah.
How do you tell the difference between an orb and dust?
Well, honestly, first, it would take a series of pictures. Taking one picture is kind of like reading one page out of a novel. You never really know what happened prior or what happened after. And when it comes down to orbs, I don't really put any faith in orbs because there's so many factors that can create a problem that looks like an orb, but it's really not. Because a camera tends to, even when the flash goes off, it pixelates around an object, whether it's moisture in the air, insects, dust, and gives it a round look to it. There are things that are like ball lightning and will-o'-the-wisp, which are scientifically proven, these balls of light, but I don't really hold much faith into orbs because there's so much contamination that can create a problem for it.
Yeah, have you ever, Jason, ever been on a an investigation or maybe just in regular life or whatever, and something is so primal and it gets you to the core where you almost, you know what I mean? You kind of forget the cameras are there and it's just,
you're so scared, you're just, or so in the moment.
Yeah. You're just being a human.
Well, yeah, honestly, I think, you said you've been following for a while. Definitely like our season premiere this year, when we ended up going to a house in Biglerville, Pennsylvania, and brought in cadaver dogs to try to disprove something. And all three cadaver dogs marked the spot. Next thing you know, we had the state police and forensics out there because they all marked this one spot in the yard and things like that. My crew is so good, and a lot of them were with me on my past show, and I brought them onto this show because they stay out of my way. And with them doing that, I do forget they're there because I'm just doing what I'm doing, and the cameras roll, whatever. But yeah, they stay out of my way. They just let me do my own thing. So I think after so many years, it's just become normal that you kind of forget they're there. You say what you're going to say, you do what you're going to do, and you don't think about the cameras.
Do you get tired of having to prove the existence of the paranormal to people?
No, because I'm not out there to prove anything to anybody. And the paranormal, para is just the Greek word for beyond. So beyond the normal of what we're used to. And if we look at it, I mean, 25, 30 years ago, microwave signals and electromagnetic shields and things were all considered paranormal because we didn't understand them at the time. So the paranormal covers such a wide range of things. Yes, ghosts and hauntings fall within the realm of the paranormal, but so does so many other topics out there at this time. It's just anything that's beyond our understanding at this time.
Do you think that there are entities, spirits, whatever you call them, around all of us at all the time, that there, it's just
almost like a different plane?
Yeah, like a different dimension kind of thing.
Well, and that's a great question, because I think there's many different types of hauntings, and some really you can't consider hauntings. There's a residual type haunt, like you and I, after we pass, we're trying to communicate, and that's what scares a lot of the people. But there's also a residual type haunt, which is like a tape player rewinding and playing itself over and over again. It's always the same thing happening in the same location. And it's really that there's not a spirit there. It's just the energies trapped within an object. Could be a stone in the foundation, anything. But over the last couple of decades, we've also seen this new type of haunt, which is very much like a time overlap, a time distortion, where people are living a normal day in their life, and we're living in our life in a different, just in a different time. And for whatever reason, we're able to hear or experience one another at or whatever the elements are right. And that opens up the whole idea behind the parallel universes and things of that nature. And I know NASA was just doing a test, and there were reports coming out that they were looking into different things and believed to have gotten some sort of reading in Antarctica that gives the impression that there is other universes, parallel universes, and some that are actually in reverse time compared to ours.
We can't exist if we're not being observed.
Wow, man.
Well, I 100% agree with that. It's I've always wondered that one. There's just too much lost in time and too huge of gaps of our civilization changing. Yeah. And it all doesn't add up that way.
It's crazy because you can really jump into the quantum mechanics ties to ghosts. And yep. It's, oh man, it's like science actually proves the supernatural.
Well, that's it. And I 100% agree with that. And I would love the idea. And of course, over the years, I've seen more and more, professionals from scientific fields getting involved in the field of paranormal study, looking for explanations for these things, because like I said, there are these huge areas that where you've got time overlapping. And remember, time is only prevalent because we've made it what it is. And so there's these weird things with time overlapping. Now, does that mean a psychic is really picking up on a spirit or a ghost? Or does it mean that a psychic, for whatever reason, has the ability to be able to connect to that time overlapping a little better than somebody else? There's just, it opens up a million other questions.
Jason's a guy you want to go camping with.
Yeah.
Sit around a fire and have a couple and talk about this. Dude, it's the best. So this show is so good, man.
Ghost Nation airs on Wednesday nights. It's going to be your new show on the Travel Channel,
which
is kind of like the Paranormal Travel. It should be called Paranormal Travel Channel now.
It really should be. So much.
It's so great. Jason Hawes, you're the OG. We loved having you on the show.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome anytime.
Yes, we'd love to have you on, man, anytime.
I'm willing. You guys are great, man. You guys stay safe out there, and hope to talk again soon.
Thanks. Jason Hawes, Ghost Nation. Thanks, man. See you, Jason.
Thank you.